This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're moving into another area, another discussion, another time for us to examine what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the official News Talk, the News Talk Countdown, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher. He and his staff listen to lots of talk radio. They know what's going on in the world. And Michael is happy to report not only on the top 10 stories, but the top 10 people list as well, which is where we usually start when our gatherings are the focus, and we're gathered together here, ladies and gentlemen, to remember what happened this past week. And
yeah, it's hard to remember. I mean, it's many things happened so quickly now that Monday seems like it was ancient times. We'll start with the stories. At number 10, we have the National Football League playoffs. At number 9, we have Congressman Steve King's problems. At number 8, we have the Gillette ad controversy, and that's tied with something else that's TV-oriented, the Netflix price hikes. Netflix is so big now that when they raise their prices, it gets as much press as something happening on Wall Street. Right. At number 7,
Amazon.
Brexit.
Yeah.
All these companies that have emerged as the giants of this era. It's amazing to watch that transition. You've been around the track enough, you see it. Mm-hmm. At number 6, the Barr confirmation hearing. At number 5, the U.S. Syria policy. And, of course, the terrible soldier deaths. At number 4, the Dems and Does, the Democratic Party's legislative agenda, and the 2020 presidential race tied in there. Yep. Uh-huh. Number 3, the Trump-Russia investigation and campaign violation allegations. At number 2, the ongoing government shutdown. And number 1, very much tied into the number 2 story, is the border wall battle. Our people survey includes the following folks at the top 10 point. At number 10, we have Congressman Steve King. At number 9, Theresa May. At number 8, William Barr. At number 7, Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren. At number 6, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Maxine Waters. At number 5, Robert Mueller. At number 4, Michael Cohen. At number 3, Chuck Schumer. Number 2, Nancy Pelosi. Number 1, of course, Donald Trump. And another week of madness in our world.
So, when does it ever stop? People are asking that question. It's now not, you know, the letters back and forth, the business, you know, the one-upsmanship of Pelosi saying you can't come give us the State of the Union. And then Trump fires back a letter and says, well, you can't go to Afghanistan on one of the government planes, And so I actually, when I heard the story about the letter from Trump to Pelosi, I did chuckle. It reminds me of being in the maybe fifth or sixth grade, kind of things that we'd say or talk to others about. I just, you know, these people are supposed to be adults. I've said pretty consistently the last couple of days, Michael, that I think we all, in protest, should not pay our taxes because we look around and see little or nothing coming from our taxes. What are we, you know, under the circumstance, what is going on here that we feel like we've got to be paying for?
I wouldn't encourage people seriously not to pay their taxes because what are you going to go there and show up when they take away their houses? So, you know, be careful.
I don't know that if you have 100
people,
if you have a lot of people, you and I will respectfully disagree. I think that it's time for people to do something, to take some action. And if the optics of, if let's say a million people didn't pay their taxes and the IRS comes takes their houses, what do you think that's going to look like? I just think people are fed up with this stuff. It's getting to the point of being more than ridiculous. It's getting serious.
Mm.
We're paying a lot of money in taxes and getting really basically nothing but a off-Broadway show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I mean, it's there is a lot of frustration over this. You asked when is it going to end. It'll probably end soon when whatever's going on behind the scenes emerges to the stage. I can't believe that there are not a lot of discussions going on behind the scenes where both parties are trying to figure out how to save face. I figured they'll compromise in the $3 billion area. Trump will needs to get more flexibility to negotiate. I gather the word is that, you know, he's more beholden to the wishes of Hannity and Limbaugh and Drudge and Coulter and that gang than he is to the rest of the country's opinion. And I don't know whether they're doing him a favor.
Think that's true?
Yeah, to a certain degree, I do. I was very impressed by how he did a turnaround on a dime when Limbaugh said, "Hey, you're buckling." I think that Trump, being so media sensitive, which is both awareness and maybe overreaction, somewhere in between, he's very aware and maybe he's too aware or too self-conscious about his base. And he doesn't want to lose one person from his base. He doesn't care about the rest, but that base is what gives him any kind of solid backing and support in pulling off what he does. He doesn't want to lose the base, and the conservative media is described by those names and perhaps a few others has influence over the base. So what they've done is they've encouraged him, and I use that word in quotes, to stand firm. Of course, by standing firm, it's paralyzing the rest of his agenda. There's a lot more going on in the world than the crisis at the border,
sure,
which, of course, is a situation. I mean, I've long said we have to have immigration reform, and I don't mind there being a wall or barriers or whatever it takes, but the wall has become this focal point of who's stronger, and that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Speaking of the situation, you just used that word, he went to jail this week for not paying his taxes. Talk about something that's
Who went to jail?
The situation from, what's his name, Kara? Mike, the situation, some long Italian name, who's been
from
on
Jersey
that
Shore.
So Jersey Shore. He didn't pay, you don't even know. Do you know that TV show, Jersey Shore?
No, I don't watch Jersey Shore.
Okay, well.
So you're talking about a fictitious
one of the characters that he's referred to on the air is the situation. And he went to jail this week for 8 months because he didn't pay his income tax. So let that be a lesson to you, folks. Michael is right.
Oh, yeah. No. I never advise people not to pay their taxes. That's a very, very dangerous tact. Do you remember there was a guy running around talk radio back in the 90s telling everybody that paying taxes is something
you can
voluntarily...
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. We don't have to pay him because it's unconstitutional. I can remember the guy.
Right.
I can see him, but I can't remember his name.
He was on
jail.
Hundreds of stations.
he
wound up in jail, as did a lot of people who took his advice.
Yeah, right.
I've never forgotten that.
Right.
So, I could see figuratively to have that type of a revolt. I'll be honest with you, I don't think people are walking around disgusted on the level that you described.
You're right. I think that's very interesting because we just talked about the base, Hannity, Limbaugh, the people who listen seriously to right-wing radio are not necessarily always the people in the mainstream. I think that's
exactly
a note that we...
And the people that listen to CNN and everything, nobody's in the mainstream. The whole country's fractionalized in terms of media audiences.
Yep.
The only thing that is a national audience watching one channel anymore is the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Even election night is fractured over many different channels and networks, but the Super Bowl is this most mystical experience where everybody's plugged in. So I don't think the country is ready for revolution or is when there's nothing left to lose. Too many people have a stake in this enterprise.
Yeah. Right.
By the way, that's a good thing.
Go ahead. Well, I'll watch the beginning of the Super Bowl because Gladys Knight's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner. So that'll be a good way to start off the Super Bowl.
Is that your reason for tuning in?
Because I don't care, even if the Patriots are in it. Football, you know what I feel about football. I think it's a barbarian fest. And people get hurt. I don't like it. But I do like Gladys Knight, so I'll watch that part of it. Anyway, I don't even like Maroon 5.
There's a very interesting article in the New York Times right now today about the concussions and the barbarism of NFL football. Yep. So that's an interesting...
Yours truly started that discussion in 2012. I started the national discussion. I'm very proud of the fact that I went into a place where I was so soundly criticized by parents of kids in high school and college, people who love the game, but with my investigation of what Seriscan, the company that now does all the brain imaging for the NFL, what they found, what I looked at, that's when I went public, and I brought lots of stuff to the table in terms of discussion, and it took a year or so for it to gain momentum, but it was really but the other side of it is, Michael, I know you're a big football fan. I don't hold back when it comes to the people in the NFL. They're signing a contract. You paid a lot of money to do something that they know is dangerous. So I don't know that they have a leg to stand on, pardon the pun. But kids, like the 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids that are playing football and getting hurt, no. Parents are irresponsible.
Well, you know, football's. I think that football could exist in a much milder version because there's a tremendous amount of strategy and geometry. Mm-hmm. There's math, there's organization, there's a choreography. There still is the running aspect of it, there's the throwing aspect of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of things in it.
There's the X's and O's.
So
even if it was just flag football with a little bit of a change of culture, it could change to that. The violence does play a major role in it, but I don't think it's the only aspect of it. I'll tell you what I find remarkable is the extraordinary popularity of mixed martial arts.
Yes,
and
the MMA stuff,
UFC.
People
get violent, bloody, dangerous. Really did you hear the story? A man tried to steal a smartphone from a woman, and she was an MMA person.
Yeah,
she beat the living daylights out of
them. All right, let's get some.
That's real.
Get on to the Battle of the Bulge, please. If you're fighting back against the weight that you gained over the last couple of months, number one way to do it is to use Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. All right? Buy it now at toploss.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitren and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitren to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitren. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing a loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I get back home.
See why Calitren is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We are both here together at your service to talk about some of these issues. I got a note from somebody this week who asked me a very good question. Michael Harrison, will you please ask him to describe what he thinks makes a good talk show host? In general, what makes a good talk radio host? This is a good question.
A lot of things. First of all, life experience. Mm-hmm. Two, a good storyteller. Three, somebody who has credibility and does not try to deceive. And four, somebody who has got X factor, somebody who's got a charismatic personality, somebody who is unique and doesn't sound like a cookie cutter talking points person. But I think that life experience is very important. I think that because of the nature of radio, the fact that you're on for hours and so much of it is spontaneous as opposed to television, which is really written and you're reading it on a teleprompter, you're exposed very quickly if you don't have life experience. It's one of the reasons it's difficult to get young news talk hosts, because after an hour or two or day after day after day, you suddenly realize, wait a second, they haven't been around the block.
Yep.
And you got to bring that to the table. So it's a combination of things, but I think originality and uniqueness is as important as the content that you bring to the table. So that's about my answer.
I came across an old article with probably at the time the country's foremost talk radio personality. He was asked what he saw as the future of news talk radio. And this person said that there would be two stations doing talk in each market from 1 to 50. There would be one station doing talk from 50 to 100. And there would be no stations doing talk over the 100 mark. That is, the stations that are in smaller communities. I thought that was very interesting. You want to take a guess at who said that?
Did you say that?
It wasn't
Rush Limbaugh, because no. Rush Limbaugh's future was dependent on
this
small stations taking him.
Right, yeah. This was before
probably our friend Jerry Williams.
No, actually it was Larry King who said that. I didn't think
Larry King.
Yeah. But when you think about the kind of talk he did, could he even survive in the arena that we have today? One would wonder.
Larry King is better now in his 80s, mm-hmm. kind of in the backwater areas of the mainstream media. I mean, he does a show on RT, America Television, which is not that well known to the average news talk freak.
Because it's the Russians.
It's a pretty good channel regardless of the Russian thing, I have to say. Yeah, it's pretty good. But I've watched Larry King, and I listened to him being interviewed, and he's sharper now and more candid now than he was when he was young.
Well, he injects himself. He didn't used to inject himself into...
Exactly. So I think that the young Larry King would not have made it in today's news talk arena, TV or radio, the way he did. He was in the right place, right time. But the old Larry King would be very effective. It's funny how that works. Yeah,
it is.
And it goes back to what I said before about life experience. Look at the life experience this guy had. He's had over
seven or nine wives.
Seven wives. I think one again twice.
Married one twice. Yeah, exactly.
That alone will put a few miles on your odometer.
That's very true. Yes. I'm going to keep the rest of my comments to myself. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, 28 after the hour, in this week's Talk Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office Friday issued a statement disputing a news report from BuzzFeed that claimed President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie about the timing of discussions over a proposed Trump Tower project in Moscow. Peter Carr, a spokesman for Mueller's office, said Friday BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the Special Counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. President Trump tweeted Friday he'll make a major announcement Saturday at 3 p.m. from the White House about the border in ongoing government shutdown. Former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke was sentenced to 6 years, 9 months behind bars for shooting to death 17-year-old Laquan McDonald in 2014. Reverend Marvin Hunter, McDonald's great uncle, outside the courthouse, said they wanted a longer sentence, but they still want a victory.
It sets a precedent, and it sends a strong message to unjust police officers that now you can and will go to jail if you're caught lying.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're going through the charts on the Talk Radio Countdown Show from Talkers Magazine for the week of January 14th to the 18th. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of said Talkers Magazine, is here, as he usually is. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to... When I sort of pierce the veil here with you, digging around in things that are on the list, sometimes things that are not on the list, I always really wonder where you think... I don't think I've ever asked you this directly. Where they get it wrong, the hosts, the approach that's taken, where if there's anything
wow.
that's
a heavy question.
You like that question? Well,
I think the big mistake made in talk radio is the same mistake made in music radio, is when you super serve the core. When you preach to the choir to the exclusion of other voices and other angles, where you don't play the yin and the yang against each other in meaningful conversations. I think that tends to please the listeners, but doesn't grow the audience. That's a very inside baseball comment. I think the art of radio programming is... not always pleasing your core audience to the point that they're thrilled to pieces. Sometimes they have to say, why are you doing that? Yeah. Why are you playing that song? Or what do you mean so-and-so is making a mistake?
And I think that's what keeps it growing and keeps it exciting. I think it's what Trump faces in dealing with his core. I think Trump is, he's like a programmer. And that's why I mentioned earlier that he's listening to his conservative media friends to the point that he's boxing himself in, not being able to negotiate and be flexible with the way the road is winding. And this is something that happens even in the strategy of programming public presentations, whether it's radio or a TV show or writing a book, anything like that. And that's my answer. That's where I think it goes wrong. It's a syndrome that affects the arts and communications. But beyond that, I think that going back to the question for people that are just joining us, Doug asked me, you know, somebody asked him to ask me what are the qualifications of a host, and I went through a whole list of things. I think you got to bring meaningful content to the table. You have to make it a meaningful experience. And people that think they could just wing it on the virtue of their wonderfulness or their personalities are making a mistake and selling themselves and their listeners short. And the listeners aren't going to put up with it. There was once a time when people would watch a channel, compromise on a TV show, compromise on a radio show, because there weren't that many things to choose from. People have too many choices today, not to mention they are stressed out to the max with things to do. You can't just assume somebody's sitting around waiting for you to wind up and make your pitch and not have it be something that they want.
Yeah. Yeah, I find it very interesting as I listen around. To me, some of the, and it differs. Even listening to a station like KRLA in Los Angeles that has some very good partisans on it. I happen to think Dennis Prager, I worked with him at KABC 25 years ago, one of the smartest guys that I ever encountered on talk radio or in any, actually any place. But he's able to explain things, and that's what I have found about him more than anybody else there in that circumstance. Even though he sounds like an elitist, he really does have a way of getting down to the commonality of the discussion. Even if it is an elitist position, he can boil it down so that it makes sense to everybody. At least, I get that when I listen to him. And I'm certainly not somebody who agrees with everything he says, but he does it in such an agreeable manner that it's appealing, frankly.
It's very important nowadays when people seek victory at the expense of truth, and everybody sees things, not everybody, but many people, especially people who listen to talk radio, see things through a partisan lens, that you be as careful as possible in explaining yourself, because there's going to be a large segment of the audience that will misinterpret you.
Yeah.
Say one key word that'll trigger a response that has nothing to do with what you're talking about. And a lot of hosts tell me that they're finding more and more listeners call up to disagree with them when they're actually disagreeing with nothing.
Yeah.
They agree with them. They just think they disagree with them because they heard a word or they have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
They're looking for a fight.
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah. Everybody's got a problem. Yeah. Everybody has a problem. And so then you get to the driving force behind some of the successful talk programs and talk stations these days that are more hard news oriented. Some of them, we've all gone down the route, and I don't choose. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've had my brushes with real hard political talk radio, right-wing radio, and I don't like doing it. And so, therefore, I don't think I'm any good at it. I could do it, I suppose, if I really wanted to or had to, but I don't have to, and I don't want to. So does that separate me from...
I find listening to you that you do that more than you realize. You sound like a right-wing hard news talk guy to me. I mean, you said on the show today you encourage people not to pay taxes.
Well, is that right wing?
To show their disapproval.
Why is that right wing?
It's extreme right wing.
It's a libertarian point of view.
Yeah, but it's extreme political and it's extreme. It's radical.
I'm offended by that, frankly, that you would call me a right winger. I'm offended by that statement. Outrageous.
Right-wing is as right-wing does. There's nothing wrong with being right-wing. I just think that you're more right-wing than you realize.
Right.
Okay. I'm not offending you. I don't. Oh, I may be offending
you. Oh, you are. It's outrageous that you would accuse me of that.
Okay, then I'll leave.
How dare you?
Do the show yourself. No, I think that sometimes I'm always being accused of being a liberal. Only
are you?
Because
you aren't, though.
No, I'm hardly a liberal.
That's right.
I am not a, I'm not a liberal
hardly
at all.
Yeah.
But I'm accused of being a liberal by people who I'm not right enough for.
Yeah.
See,
right,
you see, all of these, what I'm trying to say is all of these things are extremely relative to where somebody's standing in their perspective. If you say something that's not as right wing as a right winger is, even though it may fall in the big picture under the in the conservative side of the spectrum, you're a rhino. You're a liberal.
Yeah.
And in the liberal camp, oh my gosh, if you say anything that's reasonable in terms of practical application of politics and sociology, you're a right-wing conservative, you're a fascist.
Yep. Yeah.
So it's all a bunch of crap, if you'll pardon the expression.
It is.
And,
that's why I brought it up. That was fabulous. Thank you.
You know, so you are an independent thinker, but I'm just simply sharing that to some, you may sound quite conservative.
You know, when I was when I started doing the afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati, which is a very, very conservative area, and the same thing happened sort of at KMOX in St. Louis when I was there. The first call I got, though, on CKY in Cincinnati, I did afternoons from 2 to 6. I was doing the morning program. I started doing the syndicated program there, and was doing that in the morning. So the afternoon from 2 to 6, I was on the air locally. First call I got was from a guy, because when I went on the air, I spent a couple of minutes talking about where I came from and how I happened to be at the station and what my ideas were. And first call, guy says, "You liberal Boston bastard, why don't you get on the next plane and get the hell out of Cincinnati?"
Wow.
That was the first call.
Right. No, I understand, and it hurts, doesn't it? It's like,
it was not. It kind of, for a minute, I had to think to myself, okay, how am I going to respond to that?
Well, when I got my first job as a rock jock on the West Coast after coming from New York, where we were album rock, underground, progressive rock, I was on the air in San Diego, and I played something that was very popular on the hippest station in New York City.
Right.
And I got the first call was, "Hey, get that K-Seed country crap off the air.
Uh-huh.
Let's play some real boogie."
Yeah, that'd bring you down.
And it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, so what's considered hip in one place was considered K-Seed country crap.
If that's the case, how does syndicated talk radio do so well these days? You're right, there's so many different pockets of individual values in the country. How is it that Limbaugh, Hannity, whoever it is that you want, I mean, Prager is an example. How do they make
it? They focus on the common denominators. Mm-hmm. They focus on the common denominators, and as a result, they are extremely narrow. And I'm not knocking them.
Someone's going to say, he says Limbaugh's narrow.
No.
Narrow.
They're
passion.
Narrow compared to how wide they can be if they were in a more concentrated area, where they understood the particular tastes of that population better than this homogenized national approach.
Well, under the circumstances, there were very few people. Hannity was on the Trump bandwagon from the beginning. Limbaugh wasn't.
And
he's
smartly
gotten onto it because he had to go, you know, his base, back to the base. He got to go along to get along, or get along to go along, or whatever it is. All right, we'll pause for a moment here. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Life Change Tea will do just that. It'll change your life. If you're not feeling well, if you're sort of stuffed up, and I don't mean your nose is stuffed up, I mean the rest of your body is kind of stuffed up, it's probably because you've got a lot of parasites. You need an intestinal cleanse. And that's what Life Change Tea does. I drink a cup of it every day when I'm on the air. I like it because all the teas are grown in America. The blends are put together. It's an American product from an American company. You go to GetTheTea.com, their website, and order a Life Change Tea. And actually look around and see some of the other great things. They have great supplements that will help your body maintain its normalcy. And that's really hard because the food that's around these days, especially a lot of the food that we've eaten the last couple of months, not exactly great for you. So therefore, many of you have an unhealthy colon, and you need to get it healthy, because 90% of all diseases and discomfort in your body directly related to an unclean colon. Let's get on the bandwagon. Shall we all agree this makes good sense? Get the tea.com Life Change Tea, a unique blend made from all natural ingredients. That's what's important to me as well. All natural, all organic. The GetTheTea.com website, always a buzz with great new things, but this is a staple, a standard, Life Change Tea, and it's available right now at Life Change at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea will be shipped to you without cost if you use the code DJV at GetTheTea.com. The top 10 list of people from Talkers Magazine this week, it's a list of people who really are certainly inveigling themselves with regard to the stories, but there are a couple of interesting names here that perhaps deserve a moment or two. So think about the one in here that you think is most important. Steve King, number 10. Eh. Theresa May, 9. Eh. William Barr, 8. Beto O'Rourke and Elizabeth Warren tied for number 7. Interesting couple there. Number 6, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Annoying. Number 5, Robert Mueller. Annoying. Michael Cohen. Number 4, annoying. Chuck Schumer, number 3, he's annoying. Nancy Pelosi, she's annoying at 2. And maybe that's we should call this the list of the most annoying people that are being a part of the focus. Donald Trump is number 1, as you would expect, and a lot of people think he's fabulous. A lot of people find him annoying. Whatever, he still is number 1 on the people list on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797. 1797.
'Tis the season for New Year's resolutions. Make this the year you achieve your goals to lose weight. Take Calitrin and see the inches and pounds come off. It's proven for results and proven for safety. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Betty. I honestly lost more inches than I did weight, but it really showed. Everybody noticed. And I recommend Calitrin to all my friends when they have a problem with weight.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186. I'm holding my weight good. And I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
Hi, this is Christy from Austin, Texas. I first heard about Calitrin. I decided I was going to give it a shot. And since I have dropped 2 pant sizes and I'm seeing the loss of about 5 pounds so far, I can only imagine how I'm going to look when I hit that goal.
See why Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, include the number 10 item, NFL playoffs. What's that, sports talk radio? Where are we? Where are our heads with regard to talking about the playoffs? That's probably it, right? A few ancillary stories from the world of basketball, but number 10, pretty much a focus on the playoffs. Number 9, Representative Steve King from Iowa has got a problem or two or three or four. Number 8, the Gillette advertising that is controversial. What's the story with that? Brexit. The exit for the UK, number 7, Barr, Mr. William Barr, confirmation hearings, number 6, the policy that we have in Syria, number 5, the Democratic legislative agenda, do they have one, number 4, the investigation of President Trump is number 3, government shutdown 2, and the border wall battle is number 1, as you might expect. Hi, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here with the outshoot Do you find the talk radio hosts, Michael, as you listen around, are getting to the other side of some of these stories? For example, the government shutdown. Okay, we can, you know, wah, about Pelosi and Trump and yada, yada, yada. But the people who are coming back, I think there were stories there. You know, I'm a farmer, and I do this podcast, The American Family Farmer, at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. So I've talked a lot about how some of the government employees have gone back to work, some of them voluntarily, to help farmers because they are really the family farmers in a bad way, a pinch.
Yes.
So the good side of this is you see the human values here. Not all of them are out there protesting. Some of them are actually doing their job because they believe in their job and they believe in what they're doing. And
yeah,
that story isn't being told as much as perhaps it might be.
Well, I'll respond to that after the break, because that's an interesting angle on the government shutdown. So let's talk about that when we come back.
Look forward to it. Thank you. 10 before the hour. Talk Radio Countdown.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 53 after the hour. Talk Radio Review for the week of January 14th through the 18th. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. The focus, we were talking about the good news that's embedded in the bad news about the basic breakdown of government. The Department of Agriculture and some others and other departments are going to work because they know that the people who get the services need their help. So they're not thinking of themselves. They're thinking of the people who are there. And I think that's a fabulous tip of the hat to those people.
I believe that there is a degree of truth to that, but I think that most of them are working because they're afraid they're going to lose their jobs if they don't. I believe that they have been forced into slavery by a situation that is stronger than they can control. And I think that in some cases they're being asked to work anyway. And what are they going to do? Say, no, I'm not getting paid. I'm not going to work. Especially Coast Guard and TSA people. They're calling in sick, a lot of them. I don't think it's because, oh, my job is so important. I'm going to go to work and serve the public. I think these people are being forced into slavery by said and unsaid pressures attending to the politics of their job. That's just a little bit of a different view on it. And I don't hold it against them. I'm just simply saying that I see it that way. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. All right, number eight on the countdown list this week is the controversy over that Gillette razor advertising. And I want to know why in a moment. I want to ask Michael why he thinks this has become so controversial, right after these words.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
All right, so Michael, number eight, as I referenced, is the controversy about the Gillette television ad, which when I looked at it, I wondered what they were selling, actually. I don't know that it did a great job of selling, but I don't know why it's controversial. Do you?
Well, they're dealing with the whole question about, you know, what is the new form of masculinity. It's the Me Too thing. It's a fallout of the Me Too era. And, you know, what makes a man macho? How do we define masculinity here in 2019 and beyond? And my own view is, you know, like, I am not going to buy a razor because of its political or social overtones. I only buy razors if they work really well and last as long as possible and don't put you in the poorhouse. And I also, as a man who shaves, I can't stand all these gizmos, five razors, four razors. If you look at the history of shaving advertising, I mean, you'd think that it's rocket science. Just a sharp blade that doesn't wear out at a reasonable price, that's what men want. And one of the reasons that facial hair is becoming so popular again is because men can't afford to shave. There you
go.
Right. That's what I think.
That's it. I want to know, that's the real story with shaving. Now, what's the real story with China? The MH interview this week, Michael Harrison interview, focuses on a person who's pretty knowledgeable when it comes to China. What'd you find out?
China is very, very dangerous. They're not a benign, friendly, emerging democracy. They're the same old communist Chinese party they've always been. They're trying to take over the world, and we have to be very on our toes about it. Check out the Epic Times and check out my conversation with their investigative reporter, Josh Phillip. It's www.mhinterview.com.
So what made you, what tickled your interest when you were looking around? Because I know
that Huawei story with Meng Wanzhou that was sort of on page 20, the woman that was arrested up in Canada. I looked into it and found out some fascinating revelations about that particular maker of smartphones and what they're doing around the world.
And then the trade issue, whether they're going to trade her for the guy they got arrested.
This is a heavy-duty story that is not getting its due.
All right, mhinterview.com. You can also find it at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.